This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister said this after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country.
Science aur technology ki duniya mein bahut bada din hai. 21वीं सदी के इस समय में बहुत आवश्यकता थी कि इमर्जिंग साइंस टेक्नोलॉजी और इनोवेशन पर मंथन के लिए दुनिया भर के एक्सपर्ट एक साथ जुटें और वो मिलकर के दिशा दिखाएं. इसी आवश्यकता ने एक विचार को जन्म दिया और इसी विचार से इस कॉन्क्लेव का विजन बना.
The Prime Minister also launched 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research, Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to the research and development ecosystem in the country. 19 people have been killed in a road accident when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirjagoda Khanapur Road near Chavalla in Rangareddy district of Telangana this morning. The incident occurred around 8 a.m. on the Vikarabad-Hyderabad stretch. According to Vikarabad's senior police officer, bodies of the deceased were sent to nearby hospitals and 20 injured have been shifted to hospitals. The state government has set up a control room in Hyderabad to assist the people in getting information about the accident. The helpline numbers are 9912919545 and 9440854433. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials to provide medical assistance on a war footing and special medical teams have been rushed to the site. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a tragic road accident. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. The President called it a watershed moment which will take them to still higher performances. Praising the players for their determination and inspiring performance, she said, "The girls have made India proud." The Vice President said the perseverance, skill and indomitable spirit of the team have inspired millions and brought immense glory to the nation. In his message, the Prime Minister described it as a spectacular victory that will motivate future champions to take up sports. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has reached a crescendo before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address rallies in Saharsa and Katihar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings in Shivhar, Sitamarhi and Madhubani today. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address public meetings in Buxar, Bhojpur, Saran, Patna and Nalanda districts. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that special intensive revision of electoral rolls is necessary for Tamil Nadu. The minister said the SIR exercise has started in the state from today. Speaking to media in Chennai, the minister said the revision process includes identifying double voters, the names of the deceased and some other relevant information of voters. He highlighted that more than 6 lakh additional and fake voters were found during the Bihar special intensive revision process. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today welcomed Bahrain's Foreign Minister Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Thani in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to a productive discussion at the 5th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting. And with that, we end this news bulletin.